And good morning once again. Time to go beyond the playbook and talk some Buffalo Bills football with analyst Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Matt, it has been an up and down season, or should we say a down and up season so far for the Buffalo Bills. Talk about the state of the team.
Well, the Bills are coming off two impressive back-to-back wins to rebound from two brutal games to start the season. So after two wins, now what? Turns out that recent history isn't all that kind to the Bills, as it's actually been 5 years since Buffalo's won three in a row. And sometimes these stats come off as a bit meaningless, but I don't think so in this case. If the Bills are hoping to change their culture, they need to keep their foot on the gas and meet the challenge of beating a surprising 3-1 Rams team on the road. Definitely a great opportunity for them to prove that they put the opening two games fully behind them if they're able to get this win in a cross-country trip. And those are often very challenging games from a preparation point of view. Winning on the road, it's always tough in the NFL. Winning when you have to travel across the country is even tougher. Over the last 20 years, sorry, the Bills are 3-11 when they play on the West Coast, with their last victory coming against San Francisco all the way back in 2004.
Okay, this Sunday, it's the Los Angeles Rams. Let's get into the head-to-head between these two teams. How do you see things?
In an interesting quirk that may only interest me, this matchup features last week's NFC Defensive Player of the Week in defensive tackle Aaron Donald. More on him in a bit. And this week's AFC Defensive Player of the Week in Buffalo linebacker Zach Brown, who, by the way, currently leads the entire NFL in tackles. And that just may be the theme of this week's game as a whole. These are two defenses on the rise. Both teams have been pretty stingy in giving up points through four games. Buffalo's defense actually ranks sixth in the NFL in that category. In LA, they rank ninth. And to make the picture even brighter for Buffalo, the Bills are welcoming back dominant defensive tackle Marcell Dareus, who just finished serving a four-game suspension for violating the league's substance abuse policy. If Dareus can be as committed to football as he seems to be to pot, he could be an absolute force on the field. Had a lot of off-the-field issues, and I'm sure fans are hoping that he can somehow learn from this most recent suspension and straighten things out.
Matt, you always like to focus on personnel for individual games. Which players are going to make a difference on Sunday?
Well, let's start with Dareus. He should be well-rested and ready to make a big contribution, and his return comes at the perfect time for Buffalo, as it has a great matchup on paper against the Rams. The Bills' defense is most definitely on the rise, and they're facing a Rams team who ranks 29th in rushing and 28th in passing on offense. Dareus, along with standouts Jerry Hughes, Zach Brown, and even Lorenzo Alexander, who quietly has four sacks through four games, they have a great opportunity to both bolster their stats and really control the game. As for the Bills' offense, it'll be an interesting matchup. Buffalo's rushing attack, led by LeSean McCoy, they're actually ranked 7th in the league right now, and while the Rams' defense is pretty middling overall at the moment, they do have a player on their defensive line in Aaron Donald, who analytics website Pro Football Focus ranks as the best all-around player in the league. Bills are going to have their hands full with him, that's for sure. And in a slightly interesting subplot, Donald looks to have a little extra motivation this week, as he told reporters he still has a chip on his shoulder towards Bills coach Rex Ryan, who basically said that Donald wasn't worthy of being a Pro Bowler a couple years ago. I'd look for a fast-paced attack for the Bills overall, and despite their history on the West Coast, I think the Bills have an excellent chance to come away with a win on Sunday.
That's a nice optimistic outlook heading into the weekend, Matt, and we look forward to talking to you again on Monday when we go beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.